Parshas Tzav. The second reading opens up with the special meal offering of the Kohanim, specifically the Kohen Gadol, also known as the Big Kahuna. Chapter 6, verse 12, the Torah says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, God speaks to Moshe saying, Ze korban Aharon uvanav, this is the offering of Aharon and his children, asher yakrivu l'Hashem, that they will bring before God, b'yoyim himashach oisei, on the day of their being anointed. So this is then an inaugural offering. What will it be? Asidus ha'efa, solas mincha, an efa is a measure of flour, so this will be a tenth of a measure called an efa, fine flour, which is the meaning of solat, mincha, a meal offering, and this will be tamid, constantly. Machatzita baboker, half of the meal offering will be offered up in the morning, umachatzita, and half of it ba'orev, in the evening. What's going on over here? This is the korban of Aharon, uvanav and his children, and it's b'yoyim himashach. So when do we bring this korban? When do we bring this offering? Who brings this offering? The Torah's Kohanim says like this. These are actually two separate offerings which look exactly the same. And the difference is in their one-off or daily nature. Aaron HaKohen brings this on a daily basis. His children will bring it once during their lifetime. And that is on the day that they are inducted or inaugurated into the priestly service. So it's the same offering. One of them is brought daily, and one of them is brought once in a lifetime. As the Rashbam explains, that the korban of Aharon means Aharon HaKohen, who's the Kohen Gadol, and it doesn't only mean Aharon, but it means the future Kohanim Gadolim, the children of Aharon HaKohen, who will become the big kahuna, who will serve as the high priest, as the Kohen Gadol, effectively taking his place. So for posterity, they will bring this on a regular basis. Now, the reason Rashbam has to add this explanation is because it says, Ze korban Aharon uvanav. This is the korban of Aharon and his children. All right, so our cursory reading in the Teres Kredim says, there's korban Aharon, the high priest's korban, and then there's korban banav. Then there's the korban of his children, meaning the ordinary kohanim. They bring it once in a lifetime, the big kahuna, every single day. Yeah, but the pasuk says this is the korban of Aharon uvanav. It doesn't sound like two different korbanot, two different offerings. It sounds like the same offering. So Rashbam says the reason it says Aharon uvanav is because Aaron's future progeny, who will take his place, will have the same responsibility. So it's Aharon, the original high priest, uvanav, and his subsequent generations; those will be appointed Kohen Gadol after him. What then is the meaning of b'yoyim himashach oso? This is problematic. It's almost contradictory, this verse. It starts off by saying this is the korban of Aharon. Aharon brings a korban when? Daily. Banav bring a korban when? Once in a lifetime. So here it says b'yoyim himashach. B'yoyim himashach means on the day of his inauguration, the day that he is anointed. And then afterwards it says tamid. And then it says every day. So is it the day of inauguration or is it tamid? How do we understand this? So the Teres Kohanim, as augmented later on by the Chizkuni, says basically like this. There's the korban that the Kohen Hedyot, there's the korban, there's the offering that the ordinary Kohen brings, and that is B'yom Chinuchai, on the day of his inauguration. The day he's anointed, which really means in future generations, the day he is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, because only the Kohen of the first generation were actually anointed with oil. The subsequent anointment only took place for the Kohanim Gedolim. Regular Kohanim were never again anointed. It was only after Aaron's children were anointed the first time that the future progeny then was sanctified, consecrated for posterity. And it was as if they received the anointment for all their future generations. So what is B'yom Himashach? So he says B'yom Himashach means B'yom Chinuchai, the day of his inauguration. In other words, the Kohen, but why does it say B'yom Himashach then? Why does it say on the day of his inauguration? So the Chizkuni says, on the day of his being anointed, who does that refer to? That refers to the Kohen Gadol. But if it's the day of his being anointed, then it's not only, then it's not Tamid. No, it's Tamid. So we have like almost like two messages being played out here. This is either brought the day of his anointment, or it's brought every single day. So put that away, we'll come back to that soon. What is it? Why does it say Beyom? Beyom, so the Teres Kerenim says, because a Kohen Gadol can only be Nimshach, he can only be anointed with this sacred anointing oil during the daytime. Why does it say Beyom Himashach Oto, him? Teres Kerenim says, you can't appoint two Kohanim Gedolim on the same day. One Kohen Gadol, that's it, it's just one. Because you don't want to have Eva, you don't want to have jealousy between two people, which inevitably blinds both of them and disables them from working. All right, let's take a look in Rashi, finally. Rashi says, this kind of meal offering that we are going to speak about now is miyuchad, it is special only for the Kohanim. And specifically, the Kohen Gadol and the regular Kohanim in different forms. It says, Rashi, af ahed yaitos makrivim asiris eifa, even ordinary Kohanim also bring this tenth of an eifa korban. But the thing is, they bring it b'yoyim shehem ischanchim la'avayda, on the day that they begin to be inaugurated into the service. The first day they actually minister in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval Kohen Gadol, but the proverbial high priest, the big kahuna, he brings it b'chol yoyim, every single day. Shenemar, as it's written, and this comes in the subsequent psukim, and it says Mincha Tomit, which is in this pasuk, and the subsequent psukim it says Vahakoyin HaMashiach Tachtav, the Kohen who's anointed in lieu of Aaron in the future, Chok Olam, this will be an eternal statute. That's what we read later on in verse 15. So from this we understand that there's a commonality between the offering of the regular Kohenim and the Kohen Gadol, and that is, it's asidus ha'efa, it's a tenth of an efa. However, insofar as how often or when this offering is brought, a world of difference. For the Kohen Gadol, it's a daily event. For the other Kohanim, once in a lifetime. And then the Torah describes the details of this offering. How will it be brought? Al machabas bashemen, verse 14 says, it'll be brought deep fried in a pan, in a shallow pan. Te'osa, you should make it. Murbeches, it should be scalded, as we'll soon see. This is like the original Montreal bagel. It has to first be scalded on the outside with hot water. And then to the end, you should bring it in first in the scalding. And then tufine, then it has to be baked. There are two opinions if it means like half-baked or fully-baked. Anyway, it is minchas pitim. It is a mincha that's broken into pieces. And then takriv, reyach nichoyach la'ashem. And then it has to be brought as an offering before the Almighty. Rashi says, what does it mean, mubeches? Mubeches means chaluta bereischin, scalded in hot water, cold sarka, appropriately. In other words, there's no flour left when that's done. There's no dough left. It's already, the rising process has been fully impeded by the hot water. If you take dough and throw it into boiling water, it's not going to be rising anymore. It kills all the chemical activity. And then tufine. What does Rashi mean, tufine? You want to say it should be teofe, bake it with tufine. So Rashi says, Tufine is afuya, afuya is harbe. It's baked multiple times. Acha chalitoso, after it's scalded in the hot water, oifa betanur, then it's cooked in an oven. And then, v'chezeru metagdama machmas, and then it's deep fried. So, scalded, baked, and deep fried. Like a bagel. Kind of. Minchas pitim. Why does it say a mincha of pieces? Rashi says, Malamed Shatuna Psisa. We learn from this that it has to be broken into pieces. And after it's broken into pieces, so then, as we've learned already, the Kohen Gadol, Vakoyin HaMashiach Tachtav, Mibon of the Kohen who was anointed in lieu, in the place of Aaron HaKohen, Yasa Oisa, will do this. Chok Oilam, it's an eternal statute. La Hashem for God, Kolil Tiktor, it gets burnt entirely on the altar. Rashi says, HaKohen, this is Mashiach Tachtav Ibanov. This means HaMashiach, the Kohen who is anointed, Mibanov, from his children, Tachtav, in his stead, will also do this. So why does it have to say HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav? And then afterwards it says Chok Olam, the Kohen who is anointed, and then it says it's an eternal statute. I mean, it's not an eternal statute. We haven't had a Kohen Gadol now in over 1950 years? And the answer, my dear friends, is very simple. The answer is that you might have thought that this only applies to the Kohen as long as he's getting anointed with the holy oil. However, the Neid Abiyuda says, you might have thought that once the oil is gone, then it's finished. Then the Kohen Gadol no longer brings this offering. And so the Neid Abiyuda says that's what the Pasuk emphasizes, Chukas Olam, that it's always going to be the case, meaning regardless of how somebody becomes a Kohen Gadol, even if he's only Merube Begadim, even if it's only because of having the full vestments, wearing the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol, nonetheless that would already be sufficient. So now we know that the Kohen brings this, and the Torah adds in, now you should know as a rule that any mincha, any meal offering that a Kohen brought, v'chol minchas Kohen, kol ultia, will be entirely consumed in the Mizbeach, loisi ochel, those minachot are not eaten, ever. That's a general rule. And that's like Rabbeinu Bechaya says, if any Kohen bring a meal offering and then eat part of it, it's as if the offering was never brought. Kol ultia means it's as absolute. There's no, so to speak, wiggle room. It must be consumed by the fire. So this has to be understood. Is this an inaugural offering? Or is this a daily offering? What's the nature of this offering? And why a meal offering, of all things? If a Kohen is going to finally be coming into the Beis HaMikdash, he should bring like a big ox, I don't know, something like, this is a big deal. It's a big deal. First day on the job. You want to inaugurate him with a poor man's offering? And then the Kohen Gadol, this is his mark of distinction. This is the thing he does daily, regardless. He's always got to do this. It should be something impressive. At least a goat, I don't know, a sheep, something. A little handful, a fistful of flour.
Where would he get the means to do that? It's
not a, the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol was the richest Kohen. And if you'll ask, so that's what helped the Kohen Gadol get appointed money? Unfortunately, in the second Beis HaMikdash, yes. But what the Rambam tells us is that the Kohanim, once they would appoint the appropriate individual, everybody would have to be taxed. And all the Kohanim would give of their wealth until he was the wealthiest Kohen. Okay. So he'd have residuals. Okay. He could bring the korban. So the Sefer Achinuch explains like this. He says the Kohen Gadol is the shliach, the agent who represents the Jewish people before God. And therefore, he has to have a special korban on a regular basis. And it cannot be compared to a regular korban. A regular korban is a person brings it when he has to bring a korban. The Kohen Gadol daily has to bring a korban. Why? Because of his job. His job necessitates a daily offering. Just the fact that he is a Kohen Gadol, automatically he's got to bring a daily offering. That's what Sefer HaChinuch says. We'll develop this idea soon. Hold that thought. The Abar Benel has a lot to say about this. He suggests many different reasons. He says, you know, that the nation has their eyes raised up to the Kohen Gadol. And they expect him to be unblemished, free of sin. And because no person could ever be free of sin, the Kohen Gadol's got to be constantly cleansing himself. And therefore, he's bringing a meal offering, a special korban every day. In which case, you ask the question, if this is about the Kohen Gadol acquiring atonement before Hashem, so then why wouldn't he bring a proper korban? Why is he bringing a meal offering? And he says that the reason is very simple. The poor people, what do they get to bring? Some flour. And they're ashamed. All we got to bring is flour. Our neighbors are a little more wealthy. They brought birds. And down the block, the really wealthy, the fancy Jews, they brought these animals, goats. That's the real deal. We're not like, we're like the add-on Jews, the chopped liver Jews. So therefore, the poor person saw, he said, no, look at that. The Kohen Gadol also brings a meal offering. The greatest Jew every day, he's bringing a meal offering. So this would assuage his feelings, make it feel better. If the Kohen Gadol is bringing a meal offering, it can't be such small potatoes. It has to be impressive too. The Abar Benel also says that if they saw the Kohen Gadol daily bringing a korban, people wouldn't be embarrassed to bring a korban. If the Kohen Gadol can bring a korban, we can bring a korban too. And this is also to convey a message that when their meal offerings are consumed by the Kohanim, it's a serious thing. Hashem is atoning them for it. V'haraya, what's the proof? When the Kohen Gadol himself brings it, he can eat it. He only eats your meal offering. So they would be able to understand that the consumption of a meal offering by the Kohen was an act of devotion to Hashem. It elevated them. The Kohen himself has to be elevated through our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And because we don't know that a Kohen would bring a mincha on a regular basis, the Kohen Gadol would be there to represent the entire tribe, the entire clan, and he would bring this meal offering every day, thusly conveying the message. And there's much more. No Kohen's meal offering gets eaten, actually.
No Kohen.
The difference is the Kohen Gadol is on a daily basis. All right, so let's take a look now in the actual Teres Kohenim, and you'll see that it's almost, there's something almost inexplicable here. And the Rebbe shines an incredible light on this business of the Kohen Gadol's meal offering in contrast to the regular Kohen's inaugural offering. And you'll see how actually, despite the fact that they seem so disparate, where one is once in a lifetime and one is every single day, in fact, in truth, they are very, very similar. Even one could argue one and the same. How could that be? Okay, take a look at this. Page Ayin Tes. In the Biurim book, we're learning now Simen Yud Gimel, the 13th entry of Parshas Tzav. So it begins here in the bold with a quote from the Teres Kohenim. Let's read it together. Miyoyim Shen Nimshach, from the day he is inaugurated or anointed. Mevi Asir Seifa, he brings a tenth of a measure of flour. Ad Olam, forever. So the first day the Kohen Gadol is inaugurated, what do I do today? Today you bring this special carbon. And for how long do I do this? And the answer is, forever. So long as you're here, a Kohen Gadol, this is what you'll be doing. Or maybe, Eini Aimer B'yem Himashach Hesei, maybe it says B'yem, on the day that he gets anointed. So maybe it's B'yem Shenimshach, only it's a day that he's anointed that he brings us to the Seifa. And then Mafsik, then he stops. The verse seems to contradict itself. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk comes along later and says, no, Mincha Tamid, a regular, continuous offering. So the Teres Kohenim says, how does this work? Hamani Mikayim, B'yemi Mashach, I say. Here it says, B'yemi Mashach, this is an offering for the day of anointment. It can't be talking about a regular coin, because a regular coin does not get anointed. Only Aaron's children get anointed. So here it says, on the day of anointment, and here it says, Tamid every day. Which one is it? So Teres Kohenim says, I'll tell you which one it is. B'yemi Moshach, on the day of his anointment, maybe he brings. And then he does that, Ad Olam. So the day of anointed means the day when you're supposed to start bringing it. And how long do you bring it for after? Then continuously. So the Rebbe says, what kind of funny way the Medrash ends off like over here? B'yemi Moshach. That means maybe I see the Seifa Ad Olam. This is tamua. This is astonishing. How did you explain the meaning of the words on the day of his being anointed? Obviously, if it's an obligation of a Kohen Gadol, when will the obligation begin? When he becomes a Kohen Gadol. So what is the Kohenim is happy. So I had a contradiction here. Here it says B'yemi Moshach, on the day of anointment. Here it says Tamid, every day. How am I going to work this out? I know! B'yemi Moshach, the day of anointment, from that day onward every day. You happy? That works it out for you? I mean, like, how does it answer the question? Obviously, a Kohen Gadol will only do what a Kohen Gadol does once he's a Kohen Gadol. And how do you become a Kohen Gadol? When you get anointed. So what's the B'yemi Moshach? The question was, what's B'yemi Moshach? And what's the answer? When he becomes a Kohen Gadol. Yeah, we kind of knew that. I mean, if that's what a Kohen Gadol does, it would have to be B'yemi Moshach. So the Rebbe says, it's like this triumphant Teres Kohenim. Aha! We found the answer! It's B'yoyimi Moshach! From the day. What do you mean from the day? When else would he start bringing it? Gam l'loy mi l'meilu, without his words, it's understood that the mincha hi heichol m'yoyimi shechosei, that the day of starting to bring this offering would be from the day of anointment. Because it's a Kohen Gadol thing. So when should the Kohen Gadol bring it? A week before he becomes a Kohen Gadol. Obviously, when is a Kohen Gadol? Can't bring it. It's going to be on that day. So listen to this. The Rebbe says, there's something amazing being played out here. Amazing. V'yeshleimer, the Rebbe says, it seems to me, shebekach, with these words, b'hakosav lahagdir, the Torah, the verse is coming, to define mehusay shel karban zeh. We are defining the essential nature of what this offering means. Do you know what kind of offering it is? This offering, this minchas chavit, and this fried offering that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. Do you know why he has to bring an offering every single day? We had the reasons for the Avar Benel. Think Sefer HaChinuch, but take it much further. Hasiba lekach. The reason, says the Rebbe, Shekohen Gadol chayv lahavi mincha b'chol yom, that a Kohen Gadol has to bring a mincha every day. Mishum is because Shemeshichase lekohuna gedola, because his inauguration or his anointment is as if mischadeshes b'chol yom. The Kohen Gadol never gets used to his job. It's never old hat. Oh yeah, I do that too. He's always in awe of what he's about to do. He's always overwhelmed by his responsibility. Every day for the Kohen Gadol, every day on the job, is like the first day on the job. That's the message that's being conveyed here. V'lachein, therefore, we tell the Kohen Gadol, never get comfortable. Never just sit back, relax, and enjoy, say, well, I'm the Kohen Gadol. Realize with amazement and wonderment every single day the awesome responsibility and the tremendous power that is vested in your hands. And therefore, Allah lahavi b'chol yom karban. The Kohen Gadol knows that the day that he was anointed, what did he have to bring? A special karban. Why? In view of the fact that he just became a Kohen Gadol. He went to sleep, he woke up a new person. Chadashim la'bekarim, as it says in Eicha, the idea of Maida'ani, Hashem restored my soul to me. In some ways, like a new person, born again every morning. What do you do now? He says, wow, I'm a Kohen Gadol today. I'm a Kohen Gadol today. I have to bring a minchas. I have to bring this minchas chinuch. V'zehu, this the Rebbe suggests, this is what the Medrash means. B'yoyim hi moshach. When does he bring the korban? On the day of his anointment or a day of his appointment. That means ad olam. Ad olam doesn't mean that he brings the korban every day. It means, ad olam means that every day is b'yoyim hi moshach.
So it's akin to him being anointed every day?
It's almost like he's anointed every day. The b'yoyim hi moshach is ad olam. The day of being anointed, kol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day. Nechoshe v'avura kain gadol is considered before the kain gadol as b'yoyim hi moshach reise. So the kain gadol will say, when was I anointed? Today I was anointed. Today it happened. Think about this, unbelievable concept. This is how a kain gadol had to live with the responsibility that Hashem gives him. Representing the Jewish people as being the big kahuna is not a political position. It's not a position of fame, fortune, or power. It's a portion of pure, unbridled holiness and spirituality. All the Jewish people's spiritual needs are vested in your heart. That's why he's wearing a choshen on his heart. You have to have everybody in mind. You have the tzitz, you have the diadem. You have to have the whole world on your shoulders. He's got all 12 tribes engraved on his onyx stones. The Kohen Gadol has to walk around with this unbelievable sense of commitment and responsibility to every single yid before Hashem. And therefore, every day is k'yemi mashach. And that's why b'chol yom mutalav, because every day is like the day of yemi mashach. Well, then it's a halachic responsibility, because the day of yemi mashach, the day you get anointed, what do you have to do? You have to bring a korban, a special korban mincha. Every day you get anointed, what do you have to do every single day? Every day you have to bring a special korban mincha. Well, the fiza nimtza, according to this, comes out, sh'minchas chavitin hu be'etzem sug shel minchas chinuch, that this special meal offering is actually the same meal offering. The meal offering that a regular kohen brings and the real offering that a kohen gadol brings are not mutually exclusive. Proverbially speaking, they're the same thing. It's just the kohen gadol is inducted daily, so to speak. The regular kohen comes in once in his lifetime. And remember, he's not there all the time. He works for a week and then he disappears. He goes back to whatever spiritual service he does in wherever he lives. Hamincha mutalas al kol koyin, the regular offerings for every koyin, when b'yoyim k'nisas el kuna, day he enters into kuna. V'al ha-koyin gadol, but for the koyin gadol, b'yoyim mishichas el kuna g'dayla. On the day that he's anointed into that position, but shekein kol yoyin nechoshev avur ha-koyin gadol, k'ilu b'yoyim nimshach. Every day for the koyin gadol is the way he has to see as if he has become inaugurated on this day. And the lesson for this that we can all learn is so amazing, so obvious. Never take Yiddishkeit as, well, okay, did this yesterday already. Yeah. As we read multiple times in the Torah, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim yibeinecha kachadoshu. Every day it should be like new. Like the Medrash says, k'diyutgama chadosh. If you got an email this morning, you woke up, you looked at your iPhone, and you have a text message from God. An email, and God says, my dear child, please come to Shul and Daven this morning. Would anybody miss it? We'll go Meshuggah. God messaged you. My dear friends, he messaged you. He messages you every single day. The Torah is given to us anew every single day. The Kohen Gadol actually has to bring an offering about it. But we have to live in a small way, knowing we could all be in some way a Kohen Gadol. Responsibility towards our fellow Yidden, the spiritual responsibility in making a difference in the world, the responsibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed on each and every one of us as Mamleches Kohenim, as a nation of priests, is that B'chol Yom V'Yom, every single day, you have to be aware that it's happening all over again. That is pretty amazing.